Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Why don't you look with me? I'm going to preach in just a minute. And why don't you go ahead and put it on the screen, if you will. Five scriptural ways of giving in the New Testament. Five scriptural ways of giving in the New Testament. I'll go through this real quick because I know junior churches, they're out there, so I need to be done it. I like Randy Castle, but I better not listen to him. Five scriptural ways of giving. Number one, again, good to be here. Thank you for letting me come. I don't have time to do an introduction. Number one. Spiritual giving, that's giving yourself. I told you the other night, and I'm going to tell you again today, God's not looking for this. God's looking for you. Those Macedonians gave themselves to the Lord, number two. Spiritual giving, they gave themselves. Number two, systematically give it, and that's called tithing. And the tithe is not mine, the tithe is not yours, it's the Lord's, and it's given through the local church on the Lord's day. Tithing is the elementary level. That's that. Listen, you don't do God a favor when you tithe. That's already His. Can I get a witness? And so number two, systematically giving, tithing. Number three, surplus giving. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, as shall men give into your bosom. If we had time, we'd let Brother Jim stand and give a testimony about that, but we don't have time. And I'll promise you, you can't outgive God. That's surplus giving. That's giving out of your surplus. Number four, thou art sacrificial giving. And that was that widow that had the 2 mites. She gave it all. She gave everything. And she gave it all. Then number five, and I'm going to preach on it this morning, it's what we call scriptural giving. That's given by faith. You're trusting God by faith. And where do faith promise cards go? Look at your faith promise card. Notice on your faith promise card on the front. My faith promise for world evangelism. Look at the next thing. If you don't have one, you can't look. So I hope everybody's got one. Independence upon who? You know what? When I left, Brother Robert, I didn't put my hearing aids in, so let's do this again. Independence upon who? God. Independence upon God, I was endeavored to give each week towards the worldwide mission work of the Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Again, he's already said it, but I'll say it again today. That doesn't have a thing to do with your tithing. That doesn't have a thing to do with those other four ways of giving. It's above everything else. You trust God for that offering. You say, I don't have anything to give. Wonderful. You say, preacher, I'm maxed out. Wonderful. Because faith promises not what you can do. It's what God will do through you. I'll say this again, preaching, but I don't say it right now. God will give through you what He'll not give to you. Y'all get that? He'll give through you what He'll not give to you. Notice with me today in 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's stand together. Don't miss tonight. Because we may cut a big, fat, juicy watermelon tonight. So don't miss service tonight. Now thou cried in verse number 1, thou cried a certain woman of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons. Now they've already got everything she's got. Now they're getting ready to take her 2 sons. Notice in verse number 2. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. They've done come and got everything. All she's got left is a pot of oil. Notice the next verse. Bible says again in verse number 3. And he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. That is, get all you can get. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, And thou shalt pour out into the, all those vessels that thou, and all those vessels that thou shalt set aside which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. And it came to pass in verse number 6, how that when the vessels was what? I'm about to shout right now. When the vessels was what? Full. How that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And what's his next statement? And the oil did what? It stayed. And she came and told the men of God and said, go sell all the oil and pay thy debt. And what a retirement plan. Look at this. And live thou and thy children of the rest. Thank you for sitting. You can be seated this morning. I want to talk to you a little while this morning out of these verses today on pouring out what he pours in. Pouring out what he pours in. Look at verse number 4 again. Bible said in verse number 4, watch this verse. And when thou come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy son, and thou shalt pour out and all the vessels that thou hast set aside, which is full. In other words, what he's saying is, what's in that oil pot, you're to pour it out. And I want to preach this morning on this thought. Pouring out what he pours in. Pouring out what he pours in. Now, I want you to notice with me quickly this morning as we look at this text today. In this morning, in 1 Kings, you have the ministry of Elijah. 2 Kings, you have the ministry of Elisha. And it was Elijah that taught Elisha his commission, what he's supposed to do. And that's another message with itself. And in this story this morning, I will tell you today, Elisha takes time to help a poor widow woman that's got absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, if you study it, how they've already taken everything she's got because of the debt that she has here. Her husband has died, and of course she's not able to pay the bill. And there's one thing we know about this. We know her husband was an independent Baptist. You say, how do you know that? He left his wife deep in debt. Are you listening to me? He surely did. And again, I want to say this to you today. She didn't have a thing this morning. And she goes to the men of God. She goes the right way. And she goes to the men of God there to ask for help today. And the title of the message this morning has certainly illustrates what he's just got done talking about and what I've been talking about this week. Pouring out what he pours in. It's not what you can come up with. It's not you sitting down taking a calculator and trying to figure out what's left over every month. How about if you trust in God by faith? And if you believe in God by faith. I don't have time to preach this, but listen to me. God is a God that operates by faith. And if you want the blessings of God and the benediction of God and the power of God on your life, you trust him by faith. It's amazing tonight what he'll do if you just simply trust him by faith this morning. Now, I want to get right into my message. I'm going to skip all this introduction. Other than I do want to say this. 1 Kings and 2 Kings shows the inability of man. Man is not able to take care of himself. How man has got to trust somebody else. And I'll say to you this morning, how that's what faith promise does. How we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust our salary. How about rather we trust God? And I'll promise you this morning, God will not fail you. God will not let you down. I promise you, are you listening to me? He'll not do it this morning. I want to hurry and get to my illustration. Notice with me, first of all, how don't you see this morning, first of all, in verse 1, how we see the deceased. That's not a good place to start a message. Look at verse 1. Bible said, now thou cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is what? He's dead. He's not going to die. He's already dead. And when you study about this man here, how the Bible doesn't give us much knowledge about this man. That's just three things we do know. Number one, we know that his situation. His situation is not good. He's dead. I don't know what happened to him. I just knew he died. Somebody said he had a heart attack. I don't know. Somebody said he died of corona. I don't know. He may have got run over by a camel. I don't know. All I know is he's dead. He's not going to die. He's already dead. Notice his situation. Now notice something else about him. Notice this morning that he's a student. Bible said in verse 1, he's of the sons of the prophets. And that simply means this morning he was going to Lysa University. And we know that he was a student this morning. Number 3, we know this. 2 times in verse number 1, it said, thy servant. Thy servant. He was loyal to Elisha. How we know that he was a servant. How something else we know about him. Verse number 1, we know he was saved. Because the Bible said in verse 1, how thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And that indicates to me this morning how probably he was saved, no doubt about it. And so we see, first of all, we see the deceased. Number 2, quickly this morning, we don't only see the deceased, but then we see the debt. As she's deep in debt. I'll promise you this morning, hey, she's deep in debt this morning. And you remember going to college? Having all them bills. That's exactly what's going on right here. He's at Lysa University. He's a student. And he up and dies. I don't know what happened, but I know he dies. And I'll just say this to you this morning. When you study about him here, you'll find this mother here this morning. How she's in a bad situation. How they've already come and taken everything she's got. She don't have nothing left in the house. Save. Help me. A pot of oil. And by the way, now in verse number 1, they've come to take her 2 sons. By the way, by the law, Leviticus 25, by law they could have took 1. But did you know there's no mercy in the law? And so they're coming to get both of them. And I'll say to you this morning, hey, she's in bad shape today. The debt, she cannot pay it. She's in bad shape today. Notice number 3 quickly. You don't see the deceased? You see the debt, but then don't you see in verse 2, the development. How in the world does she get to where she's at? How does she wind up the owner of an artesian oil well? How did she get there? How did all that come about? By the way, I'm a believer. How about you? I believe the Bible. How about you? Notice in verse number 2, notice her development. Bible says in verse 2, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Now, I like that statement. What shall I do for thee? Then he says, and what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house but a pot of oil. That's all I've got left. I don't have anything else left. That's all I've got. And she goes from a pot of oil to the owner of an artesian oil well. Listen to me this morning. Oh, my soul, God wanted to develop her faith. And God did develop her faith by listening to the men of God. And I want to say this to you real quick today. That's what God wants to do for you and I this morning. God wants to develop our faith and work in our life. And when I talk about develop, it may start small, but it doesn't stay small. I remember at least 45 years ago, God worked in my heart about faith promise. And God began to work in my heart about giving missions. I'm talking about 45 plus years ago. I remember back in them days, my wife and I did not have enough money to pay attention. We didn't have anything. We believed in tithing. We went to church. We tithed our income to that church. But God began to work in our heart. How about giving the faith promise missions and giving the missions, that scriptural giving, how given by faith. And I thought, there's no way. But you know that first year God met every need? And I'm not going to tell you what the first year was. May have been $2. And $2 back there would be like $3 now. $2 back there, this is 45 years ago. But year by year by year. And so it is in this woman's life. How God uses Elisha to develop her faith. And I'll say this to you this morning. It may start small, but I promise you it won't stay there. By the way, can I give you an illustration? You remember Deuteronomy 29? God speaks to Israel in Deuteronomy 29. And it said 40 years were they in the wilderness. Their shoes didn't wax old on their feet. Their clothes didn't wax old on their body. Now, how you take the Bible, but I take it literally. And you know what I believe? I believe the shoes they had on when they started, 40 years later, they still had the same shoes. I know y'all look at me when I said that. You read it for yourself when you get home. Deuteronomy. How they didn't wax old on their body. As they growed, how their clothes. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. Well, that's what most people believe about faith promise anyhow. Yeah, listen, the natural mind cannot receive it. And I'll tell you something, this one, listen to me. It may start small, but it won't stay small. I remember my daddy praying this prayer. Here's what he would pray. Oh, God, help me climb a little higher and dig a little deeper. Now, he's not talking about salvation. Salvation had nothing to do with that prayer. Oh, I'd hear him right now. I can hear him right now. I may hear him right now. I may read him. I may be hearing him. All right, listen to me. Oh, God, help me climb a little higher. Oh, God, let me dig a little deeper. Listen to me this morning. If your faith is not growing, there's a problem. If God is not developing your faith, there's a problem. You see, there's a practical faith. Everybody believes about God. And then there's a personal faith. And that's when you get saved. But then, listen to me, there's a pleasing faith. Now, faith, are you listening to me? There's a pleasing faith. And I'll say this to you this one. Hey, something wrong. You remember the old song? 230 in that old red church hymnal? Deeper. Deep, y'all remember it? And the faith of Jesus, holy faith and true, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Listen to me. If your faith's not growing, listen to me. There's one or two things wrong. Either it's sick or dead. Are y'all hearing me? I said if your faith's not, if you got a child and that child's not growing, Brother Rob, there's something wrong. And I'll say to you this morning, if your faith is not growing, God so develops your faith. Notice what happens in this text here. By the way, you know what Elisha means? God is my Savior. And notice what he asks her. He says in verse number 2, Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? What is it you need this morning? What shall I do for thee? Then he asks her this question, what do you got in your house? And I'll say this to you this morning. God is saying to you and I this morning, what are we going to trust him for? What would you like for me to do through your life? What is it you want me to do for you? And I'll say that figure that God puts on your heart. And by the way, I'll say this real quick. Whatever God used you to give to missions last year, I say whatever God done to use in your life to give to missions last year, if you give that same figure today, there's no faith involved. You done seen him do that. You remember, and I preached on it here sometime in a 40 years ago, sometime ago. You remember 1 Samuel chapter number 1? Hannah, she was barren. She didn't have a son. And she said, God, if you'll give me a man child, I'll give him back to you all days of his life. God didn't give her one. He gave her five. Look in your Bible. She gave one. And by the way, she gave him before he was ever born. And she said, Lord, I'll promise you. You provide and I'll do it. Boy, God provided. And the same God that shut her wound, it's the same God that opened her wound. And the same God that sets down your finances is the same God, I'm about to get happy, I can open. Are you listening to me? But you remember in chapter number 2, you know, Samuel was a wonderful man of God. And the Bible said that he wasn't in the priesthood, he's a prophet. But if you study about it, you'll find he served in the temple. And the Bible said in chapter number 2 that Hannah brought him a coat. And the Word of God says from year to year. In other words, last year's coat won't fit this year's need. And what you did last year and what God did through you last year won't do for this year. Our pastor's done went and took on two missionaries since I've been here. And somebody, are you hearing me? Somebody needs to trust God for more than your faith promise. And notice this woman, I got to get my thought. Notice this woman. Elisha said, what do you want me to do for you? What you got in your house? She said, all in the world I've got is just a pot of oil. That's all I've got. I thought about that when I was studying. She said, all in the world I have is a pot of oil. That's all she's got. And they done come and got everything. Watch me. All I've got is a pot of oil. It's gone. That's all we got. We don't have any more. How that's all of God. Notice the third thing real quick. You don't only see the cease, you see the depth, you see the development. But notice the direction. Notice in verse number 3-5. Notice what Elisha says to her. And he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Can I say this before I elaborate on that? You'll never do wrong listening to the men of God. You'll never go astray listening to the men of God. I've heard Carnal Baptists make this statement. Do you think I'm going to follow a man? Well, if you follow God, you will. Paul said, as I follow God, you follow me. And I want to say, our men of God, our pastor this morning, as God leads him, we're to follow him. His faith follower. And notice what happens. Notice the direction in verse number 3. And he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Now notice what Elisha says. The first thing he says to this woman, don't make a lick of sense. You say, what do you mean, don't make a lick of sense? He said, go borrow vessels. Now, borrowing's what's got her in trouble. Are y'all listening to me? And by the way, giving a faith promise doesn't make a lick of sense. There'll be somebody down the road will say to you, you've lost your mind. If you listen to that preacher, you're going to give everything you got to the church. Well, listen, honey, you're not giving it to the church. You're giving it to the Lord, and missionaries supported through it. And it doesn't make a lick of sense. He said, go borrow thee empty vessels. He didn't only say borrow, but notice this. And by the way, borrowing was a test of her faith. Because at this point, she doesn't have anything at all. He said, go borrow the empty vessels. Notice the direction. He didn't only say borrow, but notice the battle in verse number 3. He said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even what kind? Now, if I'm going to borrow some vessels, at this point, I'm going to borrow some vessels with something in them. He didn't say borrow vessels with something in them. He said, borrow even empty vessels. And aren't you glad God can use a cracked vessel? That's why he uses me. All right, listen. And I'll say to you this morning, notice the battle this morning. Not only borrow, but then he said the battle is simply this. I borrow empty vessels. And I'll say this to you this morning. Before God will ever use you, and before God will ever use me, in any measure at all, I'm going to have to be emptied out of myself. It's not my thing to sit down and figure this out. And again, I'll say this about faith promise. It's not about tithing. We already know that. We know what to do about that. But it's about above that. It's above the building fund. It's above everything else. And listen to me. Again, from a human standpoint sometimes, there's no way. I mean, here we are another year. We're down the road another year. Gas is the way it is and the situation the way it is in our nation right now. Can I tell you something this morning? That does not limit God. I'm telling you, that does not limit God. I'm telling you, God is still interested in a world that's going to hell without God. He's interested in somebody reaching them with the gospel. So he said, and by the way, he said not only borrow vessels, but said borrow empty vessels. Now, I can hear her neighbors right now, and here's what they're saying. It's crazy enough to borrow. But if you're going to borrow some, at least borrow some that's got something in them. Are you listening? And I'll just say this again. I thought about this when I said it this week. The only way God will ever use you or I, either one, we've got to be emptied out of ourselves and allow God to fill us with the blessings of God. And listen, the more obedient we are, the more blessings we can have. And the same grace have freed me from my sins 52 years ago. It's the same grace that can free me from myself. It's not my job to figure this out. It's not my job to come up with the money. It's my job to be obedient and be emptied out of myself and then allow God to walk through me. Anybody awake in here? Are you listening to me? Notice the direction here. He said, go borrow thee. And notice something else. He didn't only say borrow. You see the battle, but notice something else in verse 4. When thou art come in, notice the bar are shutting the door. Watch this verse. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels that thou hast set aside, which is full. Notice what he said. He didn't only say bar it. He didn't only say, you see, the battle, empty vessels. But then he said, bar the door or shut the door. It's a private thing. And can I tell you something about faith promise this morning? That's an individual thing between you and God. I'll show you that tonight. Please come back tonight. It's an individual thing between you and God. The world don't know what you're doing. By the way, I want to say this. My wife and I, for years and years and years and years, has allowed God to give the faith promise through our lives. He's never failed us. He's never let us down. But I'll say this to you this morning. There's times that I give a personal faith promise offering. She has no idea what it is, and I have no idea what she does the same thing. I know there's times that she gives above faith promise to what her and I have committed to every year. And I don't know what it is, but I know this. It's a private thing between her and God. And may I say this to you this morning? Faith promise today is not something you toot your whistle about. It's not something you say, "What? No. It's what God will do. It's a private thing. You see, he said, shut the door. All unbelief has to be shut out. And you trust God. Are you hearing me this morning? It's a private thing between you and God. Are you listening? Her and I have had this understanding for almost 50 years. Years ago, I started preaching revivals 40-some years ago. I preached more revivals in Surrey County than any preacher living. I used to stay in this county. But here's what I started to say. We had this understanding years ago. In the church years ago, Brother Scott, used to take you up an offering. They don't do that anymore. Now they just give you a check, and I'm not complaining about that. I'll take it either way. But here's what I started to say. And you just take up an offering. And years ago, we had this understanding, Brother Tim, that my wife would get all the $1 bills. And in a Baptist church, she normally come out better than I did. Are you listening? We started that many, many years ago. And we still do that even this day. I was preaching in Nicholsville, Kentucky some time ago. And I used that illustration about her personally. I don't know what she gives to Faith Promise Missions above what we do as a couple. But I know she does even above what we do as a couple, and I do myself sometime. And here's what I started to say. I was preaching in Nicholsville, Kentucky. And I gave the illustration how that she would get the $1 bills. By the way, I was in Tennessee the other day preaching this. And when I got done preaching it, we went out to eat with a preacher. And the preacher's wife made me mad as a devil. She said, me and my husband don't do that. He gives me the $5 bills. But anyhow, I was preaching Nicholsville, Kentucky. I ain't going to eat with him no more. But anyhow. And I told the illustration about her giving her those $1 bills. And the next night of that meeting, we come in, there's a washing tub sitting in the altar. And all of a sudden, people started coming down just putting $1 bills in the washing tub. I'd never seen so much money in my life. 680 $1 bills they put in that washing tub. And the preacher said, and that's it. She wasn't with me, I was by myself. She said, this is for your wife. $681 bills. And I got home. That was the last night of that meeting. I drove home that night. About an 8-hour drive. It was probably 5 o'clock in the morning when I got home. And you know what she's doing when I got home? In the bed asleep. Can you believe that? And anyhow, I laid that offering on my office desk in my office. It looked like a beehive. I never seen so many $1 bills in my life. Of course, she got up before I did because I've been driving all night. And she, when I did get up, you know what she thought? She thought I'd been playing poker all week. And I thought, are you listening to me? It's an individual thing. He said, shut the door. It's between you and God. Are you listening? That's another message with him himself. He said, shut the door. He said, bar it. You see the battle. You see the bar it. You see barring the door. Then notice this real quick. Again, I want to say to you tonight, it's between you and God. And God does a lot of things in private. I'm going to skip all them points. I want to say number 4. Not only do we see all unbelief has to be shed out, but watch this. You see the debt, or you see the deceased, you see the debt, you see the development, you see the direction that Elisha tells her to go. Then don't you see something else today? Here's my main thought. Notice what happens in verse 6. You see her deliverance. God met her need. As she trusted God by faith and God met her need, watch this in verse 6. And it came to pass that when the vessels was what? Would y'all mind if I just stop and shout? When the best vessels was what? All the vessels. When the vessels was full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And he said, and the oil stayed. She just kept pouring out. She just kept pouring out. She just kept. You know what faith promise is? Faith promises you taken from him and given to others. You don't keep it yourself. It's taken from him and given to others. Here's what I've been doing for 40-some years in faith promise. Watch this right here. For 40-some years, I've seen God meet that need. And a lot of times, he don't meet it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. A lot of times in my life, he meets it a week at a time. And there has been times I went to church and didn't have my faith promise. But somebody during the service, hold on to that. Don't drink it. During the service, somebody would come up, shake my hand, and I'd feel something, Brother Jerry. And I'd put it in my pocket, and all of a sudden I'd have the office urge to go to the bathroom. And I'd run in the bathroom, and I would pull it out, and that would be my faith promise. Are y'all listening to me preach this morning? God, listen, he does it a week at a time for me. Sometimes he does it a day at a time. Sometimes he does it an hour at a time. And you know what she done? She began to pour out. And when she began to pour out oil out, guess what? It just kept on coming. And you know what's been happening in my life for 45 years giving a faith promise? Every week, God meets that faith promise. He pours it in, and I pour it out. Another week go by, and I say, dear Lord, I don't have my faith promise. I have the towel because that's already yours. But Lord, I didn't have my faith promise. You got to do something somewhere. But sometime between Wednesday, most time, and Sunday, somewhere, somehow, when it comes Sunday morning, there'd be my faith promise again. Hey, wouldn't be enough for 2 weeks. Hey, wouldn't be, I'm about to shout. Are y'all listening to me? Wouldn't be enough for 3 weeks. But here we go another week. And I said, Lord, I don't have my faith promise. You said, give to us and thus, and I don't have it. Somewhere, somehow, God, you ground me. By the way, faith promise is more than money. Faith promise is your walk with God and fellowship with God and commune with God. You can't get a faith promise without praying. And you can't pray without being right with God. So another week goes by, and I say, Lord, it's time to get to missions again. I don't have it. How are you going to meet it? I don't know how he's going to meet it. But somewhere, somehow, between Sunday to Sunday, somehow, again. Enough for that week. I don't have no more, Brother Jerry, but I had enough for that week. And I get to shout. See, I get to shout while he does it. It's amazing how he meets that. It might be some old widow woman that put a piece of money in my hand. It might be somebody somewhere down the road that I meet on the trip. And they say, preacher, I appreciate you. And somehow, somewhere during the week, it's so exciting. I don't have enough for that week. But before next Sunday comes, somebody somewhere. Yes, sir. Enough for that week. I'm thinking about just slinging this water. I'm about to get happy. Are y'all here? The reason I'm about to get happy, I see him do that every week. Every week of my life, I see him do that. It's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me how that God does that. I was in Virginia preaching 2 weeks ago and pulled up to a gas pump, filled my vehicle up. She wasn't with me. I filled my vehicle up with gas. When I left, it didn't cost me one dime. It was $53. Not a dime. Not a dime. Hey, are y'all hearing me preach? I'm telling you this morning, it's amazing how God does that. Lord, you know what, Lord? Sunday's coming, and you told me to put $50 a week in faith promise or $40 a week. And Lord, I know the tithe. We don't have prayer about the tithe. That's already yours. But Lord, I need you to do something. You made it last week, and Lord, you made it all these weeks gone by. Lord, I don't know where. I don't know how. But when it comes Sunday, it'll be there. Y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. I'm telling you, anybody in this room that's ever done faith promise will testify to what I'm preaching this morning. Are you hearing me preach this morning? It's amazing how he does it. It's absolutely amazing. And again, faith promise is not your tithe. It's not all them other offerings I had up on the board. But it's that offering above all that that you trust God for. Let me tell you something this morning real quick. Let me tell you something. I'm not against. I'm going to borrow your watch. I can't see yours. Somebody give me a watch. Take it off. Listen to me. If man can have a watch like that, I'll give $100 a week to missions. If all a church does in missions is give out their general fund, the world will die and go to hell. Let me tell you why. I don't know about y'all, but I like air conditioning. I don't know about y'all, but I like lights. I don't know about y'all, but I like padded pews. I don't know about y'all, but I like a nice driveway to drive up in. You say, why are you saying all that? You know where all that comes from? I don't know about y'all, but I like to see our pasture taken good care of. Why are you saying that? All that comes out of the general fund. All that comes out of the general fund. And by faith, how you give to missions, are you listening to me? I'm not against giving out of the general fund. But if that's all we ever do, we'll never reach the world with the gospel. We're to trust Him by faith. Are you listening to me? And I want to say to you this morning, listen to me. Week after week after week after week, He done it again. He done it again. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Brother Jerry, year after year after year after year after year. Brother Brian, He done it again. He done it. And I'll tell you, pots now. Did the Bible say the oil stayed? That's what it said. Ain't that what it said? You know what that means? That means that's an artesian oil well. And her children live on the rest. That's a pretty good retirement plan. Are you hearing me this morning? You say, preacher, what am I going to do? I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to trust God. Don't tell you what He's going to do. He won't give me that for 2 or 3 weeks. But He'll give me a, I'm about to get happy. Because, Brother Scotty, I've seen Him do that over and over and over and over and over again. I preach, what am I going to do? How am I going to get my faith promise? Look at me. There's a whole lot of oil in the pot. There's a big old God in heaven. He's interested in the world that's dying. And listen to me. That card He gave you a while ago is more than black ink on white paper. That's going to determine whether somebody somewhere dies and goes to hell by what you put on that card. And that's between you and God. That's as absolute between you and God. And nobody has to know what you do. I turn mine into the church, so I write my tax write-off, don't you? Absolutely. But listen to me. If I didn't get the tax write-off, I'd still do it. And I won't tell you, all these years, He's still doing it. He's still doing it, thank God. Are you hearing me? I just want to say to you, and I'm done. Her deliverance. Right now, by this clock, it's 10 minutes to 12. I'm going to close here, give you plenty of time for the invitation. And that's the deacon's clock. It's 10 minutes to 12. Are you listening? Is that what yours says? Okay. We'll give an invitation for lying in a minute, but listen to me. Don't ask a question, I'm done. Don't be messing my pot. What are you going to let God do through your life? Are you hearing me this morning? I preach on faith promise week after week after week across this country. When it's all said and done, Brother Harrelson back there is in mission conferences all the time. That's the way faith promise works. It's not something you can drum up. It's not something you can come up with. It's you believing God and you trusting God. And God will show you what to put on that card. If you'll be obedient, I'll promise you God will show you what you ought to do. Oh, my soul. And closing on this, say this. This reminds me of salvation. You know, I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt He didn't owe. And I'll say to you this morning, if you're here this morning and you're not saved, the same God that meets our needs in faith promise week after week after week after week is the same God that will save you. He's the same God that will wash your sins away. He's the same God that will give you eternal life. Very seldom a week goes by somewhere across this country I don't see somebody get saved. And I want to tell you something this morning. That's fruit abounding to your account because I'm a member of this church. Some of y'all didn't know I was a member here, did you? I don't ever come because I'm always gone. But listen to me. That's fruit abounding to your account. I want to say this. I preached last night on investing for eternity. If you don't hear, you ought to get the CD. Investing for eternity. Or get the cassette. investing for eternity. Are you listening to me? I want to invest for eternity.